There are lots of places these days to look for all kinds of love, especially online. But what's an aging intellectual who loves William Gass, Philip Glass, and a good Merlot to do? The Distinguished New York Review of Books celebrates its 50th anniversary this month. It is noted for its rigorous writing and stellar cerebral lit stars, and for its personal ads. For example,
Antediluvian Mariner seeks attractive coxswain to put in at terra firma amidst coming torrents. Long-term relationship inevitable. Will steer clear of Mount Ararat in protest of Armenian genocide. Mont Blanc? Open to suggestions.
The New York Review's associate publisher, Catherine Tice, joins us. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Do you have any idea how the personals got started, and was there some skepticism at first?
I don't know what the story was, but I do have the very first personal ad from the July 11th, 1968 issue. It's very succinct.
Wife wanted. Intelligent, beautiful, 18 to 25, broad-minded, sensitive, affectionate. For accomplished artist and exciting life, NYR Box 1432.
I had no idea my ad would wind up there all these years later. Does it work? Do you have any indication?
We've had some success stories. We've been told of marriages and alliances of many kinds. I do have here, this is a recent response. She says, the men who responded to the personal ad I placed in the New York Review of Books in 2012 have literally knocked my socks off. I wish there was a venue to spend a few hours with each to discover their fascinating background stories. I've communicated with correspondents and authors, international businessmen, financial experts, and many others. There is no question that I have met and will continue to meet meaningful people through the NYRB.
Does it say something about the New York Review, do you think?
I think that they reflect a readership intellectually engaged, intellectually curious, interested in politics and culture, certainly, and the arts and science, and sort of unabashedly happy to state that they wish to share those things with others. And that doesn't preclude more sort of quotidian descriptions of oneself as being tall or small or thin or fat or old or young. If an armchair radical who's 25 seeks dialectical synthesis with street credible Jacobin female, must have nothing to lose but chains, absence of property, a plus. I wonder who will please that fellow, but I imagine there's a reader of the Review who will.
Catherine Tice is associate publisher of the New York Review of Books. Happy anniversary. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go.
This is NPR News.